What is this we're in?
Well, it's quick, I know that. Do you want to say all the Italian words?
It is the Maserati MC20 Cielo. It is the car that celebrates the sky.
Yes.
The sunshine. Uh-huh. And we are in California driving this. The MC20 came out, what, 3 years ago or so?
In a few years, yep.
Kind of redefined Maserati as a brand, I think. It's been a while since they came out with a V6 mid-engine, rear mid-engine car.
Well, a halo car at all has been a long time for
them. It's been a while. I really do feel like this reset Maserati, because the best part is they started out with the engine.
Yep.
They redesigned and redeveloped the Nettuno engine.
The Neptune engine.
The Neptune engine. But also, Nettuno is a town in south of Rome that has medieval roots. So you can go medieval. There is a setting, medieval.
Going medieval on the road, got it, okay.
That is power right there.
See, here's the thing, it's I'm of two minds about the power on this car, because we're living in a world where the power numbers have gotten ridiculous.
Yes.
And if you're not over 700-800 horsepower, if you're not approaching 1,000, you haven't tried hard enough. That's the kind of the vibe of the internet. You follow what I'm saying? This has 621 horsepower, 538 pound-feet of torque, which isn't a small number at all.
That's a lot of power.
But in the current time, that's not a number. It's like, oh, good for you. It's not a bragging rights number yet.
What's crazy,
though, is the power delivery on this car is some of the most overwhelming I've encountered. It feels like an electric car when you put it down.
Now, this road that we're on is really terrible.
It's quite bumpy.
Really bumpy.
Yes.
And even though the top is down now, we've experienced a lot of road noise when the top is up.
Yep.
So yeah, real bumpy road. It's hard to really get after it. But Maserati has come back very specifically focused on track use. There are versions of this, the MC Extrema, which is the gentleman racer, and the GT2, eligible for GT2 class racing, that really are for racing. And I could see that, and they all use this Nettuno engine. I mean, this is down on power compared to those, but this makes so much power. There's just no end.
The delivery of it is profound, it really is.
All right, so down here, this large dial is where you set the different modes of the car. You can also swipe left or right to individually control the suspension. We're in GT mode, and you can go to Sport here. Corsa really is for track. You know what? I'm gonna go to Corsa and feel it.
Why not? You gotta hold it.
You gotta really be sure.
Yep, there you go.
So this is the hardest suspension setting. This is as if you were driving on a racetrack, and you certainly could. That is
big
really harsh.
Coming up here. Big bumps coming up here.
Oh yeah. Through this corner there are.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's stiff, but that's good. That's what we want out of our exotic cars, right? You know what's striking me? The best thing about this car is that even though it seems kind of big, it drives small.
It does, it drives really small.
Tighten that suspension up, really gets small. Now the construction of the car is built by that famous Italian brand Dallara.
Yep.
They build all the IndyCar chassis for the IndyCar series. They build their own car. They build the tubs for this car, a lot of other cars too. And it struck me that I was wondering, why does this feel so unfiltered? Why is this so raw? Why is it borderline harsh in many ways? But that's the Maserati feeling, and it's because they use Dallara. Unlike other manufacturers that build a carbon tub, I mean, that just seems to be the standard operating procedure when you're building your hot sports car.
Yes.
It's a carbon fiber tub with aluminum subframes.
Spending well into six figures, here's your carbon tub.
Exactly. Yep. But this feels different because it's race car engineers that built the carbon tub. I feel like that's what's giving this MC20 the flavor that it has. Because when you turn in, I mean, all the bumps in the road, they are really shaking the car a lot. There's a lot of movement here, but also the carbon itself, the structure, is absorbing all of the vibration that the stiffness introduces. It's a weird sensation. Oh, she hangs on.
Yep.
So this is also an 8-speed transmission built by Tremec, which shares its lineage with the C8 Corvette transmission.
Yep.
Maserati just programs it a little bit differently. So what you do is, just below this large knob is drive and manual mode. So go to manual, and then you've got the paddles to use. Yeah, a lot of vibration. I mean, we are in the Cielo, the convertible.
Yep. Well, and you're in Corsa mode, too.
And
we've got it dialed up, but that's fine.
But I don't feel like, even though the car is transmitting all of the road vibrations, everything into the throughout the entire car. It gives it this personality that I wasn't expecting. I wasn't expecting it to be, feel so small and raw and unfiltered and race car like.
Which honestly is a surprise considering a $340,000 price tag and the Maserati feel of it when you sit here still and it feels like a luxury car. I didn't expect anything that is a raw edge to it at all. I just didn't expect that.
Listen to that. I like the tone of the engine, but V6s generally don't sound really good. The part that is good, though, is the turbo whistle.
Yeah.
That's where the fun is. Listen to that. I like that. The numbers, you're right, wouldn't suggest how nimble and quick this car is.
No, because it's heavy,
too. It's so deceiving.
It's heavy, too. The thing is, Maserati has claimed a manufacturer weight of about 3,400 pounds. We're pretty sure that's a dry weight. A lot of people have repeated that number. Only one outlet has actually weighed it, and they weighed the coupe, and that was Car and Driver weighed the coupe and got almost 3,800 pounds for the coupe, and we know the convertible hardtop is heavier.
It's a little bit heavier,
so there's no chance this weighs 3,400 pounds. It probably weighs 3,800 to 3,900, which is close to 4 grand, which is a place where stuff starts to feel really numb. This does not. It also doesn't feel that heavy. It also means it's a little bit heavier than our C8 Corvette, and I don't think feels it like it even weighs that much.
I think the Corvette feels heavier than this does.
I agree, yes.
That's a crazy number to think about. How does this feel so lightweight? All I come back to is the race car engineers. Mm. They know what they're doing, but they apply it for race car feeling and thinking. That's got to be the difference for me, because a car this heavy, a sports car this heavy, shouldn't feel as light and nimble through the corners as it does. It just shouldn't.
That Dallara tub is clearly making some level of difference. I really do wish it was lighter still, but at the same time, you're right. It doesn't feel anything like the numbers suggest it is. And again, I think that manufacturer number has to be a dry weight.
I mean, you know, you feel the A-pillar here, you feel the cowl, you feel everything through the wheel. And every other convertible has always felt to me like I'm contributing to the loss of life of this car. I'm contributing to the eventual demise of this car because it's just flexing so much and constantly vibrating, and eventually it's just going to turn into a noodle. That's not what this feels like. You feel the vibrations, you feel a lot of road and chassis sensations, and it comes through the steering wheel, which is fantastic, but then it's also absorbing everything at the same time. It's a fascinating feeling. This car has really grown on me. I mean, I'm kind of a Maserati disciple now, even though I really crapped on Maserati for a long time. And there were cars, there was an era where they deserved it. There was.
Yes, I agree.
But
you're not wrong.
They don't deserve that anymore. And I feel like buying this, it's not a hybrid. It's just gonna run. You can just kind of beat on it, despite the $340,000 price. But if you apply race car kinds of thinking, which means my race car just costs money and it doesn't matter what it costs, and you don't feel it. It's kind of a piece of crap. I mean, it's, you know, just body shell thin. It's you don't see where the money goes.
Don't ask me what the invoice price is.
Right.
Yes, I totally get it.
But
I
if you apply that kind of thinking to this, then you start to go, okay, we've got a very beautiful design, but it's not so trendy. It's not so supercar flashy, even though just the proportions give it that, wow, that flash. What is that? What are you driving? The name suggests luxury, but I like that Maserati has left the luxury to all of its other cars.
This
is very simple in here.
It is simple. It's got a surprising amount of space. It's a pretty nice place to be, but it doesn't feel, other than the Alcantara, it doesn't feel super high-end in here.
No.
But, okay, all right. It doesn't feel bad, though, either. They've definitely gone, I would say it's minimalist, but it doesn't feel cheap.
That's good, which I appreciate. This is a version of the Stellantis Uconnect system, this infotainment here. And we have discovered to put the top up and down, the controls are deep in the menu. Now you can see this window here that will roll up and down and you can control that separately. Mm-hmm. But the controls for it are deep here in the spider. You want the spider controls.
That's down. You have to hold the touchscreen.
Hang on to the touchscreen.
You have to hold the touchscreen after you get the touchscreen to recognize your finger. It's kind of ridiculous, honestly.
And it doesn't recognize your finger all the time.
It doesn't.
Okay, so back window went up, and if you hang on to it, it'll roll the windows all the way up, which is nice. Okay.
We have this photochromatic roof, which is cool.
Cielo.
Yes.
See?
Uh-huh.
Sun?
Yeah.
No sun. Sun? No sun. Sun?
No sun.
opaque.
Got it. Like it. That's very cool. I have to.
It is really cool. The fact that it's on here. Okay, I like features like that. See, I like the trident everywhere. The triple theme.
You just want the pickle fork
on the doors. Yeah, on the flying buttresses. Triple themes everywhere.
Jedi. Sky. No sky.
Sky. No sky.
It's like a little game. I'm telling you, your toddler is going to be entertained for hours. Just to, so I'm a toddler.
I'm entertained for hours.
Exactly. I'm a toddler. It's really what we're coming away with. Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
That's very cool. And it's surprisingly fast. 12 seconds is surprisingly fast.
On the MC20, there is no park mode. You have to shut the car off.
You can do parking brake. That's the other option.
Well, I suppose I could put it in neutral, which is a cool old school feature. Double pull on the paddles. It's pull on the brake.
Yep, you're good. Yep, that'll work.
Okay, that'll keep it running. Because otherwise, if you're in neutral, you can't go to park. If you shut the car off, it'll remain in neutral. Italian quirks, right?
Quirks.
It's Italian, and so it just gets a pass because it's Italian.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like this, and it has Maserati on the hood.
But the doors are cool.
Yeah, you gotta
go
with the doors.
Can we call them dihedral doors?
Whatever they, I don't know. I don't know what the geometry term would be, but they're cool.
Dihedral. I'm going dihedral.
Land on that. I like it. It's good.
Former Maserati owner here. Former Maserati door thunk appreciator.
Okay.
It's also present here. Oh, that's so satisfying. I should make that my ringtone.
You'll never hear it, but it's funny anyway.
That is good.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
If you're watching because you like Maserati or you're shopping for any Italian exotic, you need AutoTempest.com to search all the car markets and even research dealers. AutoTempest helps you search nationwide across all the used car sites, including Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace. Plus, you can get email alerts so you never miss a listing.
We use it to research for our podcast, to search for crazy road trip cars, and just because we like to dream. And AutoTempest can even help with new cars, pricing out the options and getting local dealer quotes. So if you really are looking for the MC20 or any car at any price, AutoTempest.com/everyday can get you the help you need. AutoTempest. All the cars, one search.
So this has two different mirrors. You can do an all-digital mirror, which you may want because it actually is really hard to see out of the back of this car, or the standard mirror. The standard mirror, honestly, you're seeing about half of what you'd like. It's like everybody's grills got chopped in half because the back of this car is so high. It's just a reality of the build.
I feel like I have more room over there. I do.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell this foot pad over here is closer to the passenger.
Yep, agreed.
Than over there.
It is, yes.
I wonder if it's like the 928, the fuse panel is underneath there.
Maybe. They definitely gave the driver a little bit more room.
Huh. This is cool. It's cool to feel the sensations of the chassis and the car over here.
Yeah, this is a very impressive car to drive. It's better than I thought it was going to be, and I've also liked it more the longer I've driven it.
Yeah.
And the more I've pushed on it, the more I've liked it.
Agreed.
I really love the transmission response. It's immediate. It feels great. I don't typically like paddles on the column, but I do like these, and their feel of them is really wonderful. The real oddity that I have with this car, and there was an example, is the brakes. They are carbon ceramics, and to be honest, most of the time, hang on a second, I just want to enjoy that. One of my favorite things in this car is after you get the weight settled in a corner, just constant acceleration out. It's just wonderful how the chassis just hangs on. Anyway, so brakes. They are carbon ceramic, and I think for most street uses, you don't need carbon ceramic brakes. But the larger problem is the pedal feel itself. Now, of course, it is brake by wire. There's almost no initial pedal feel or contact.
None, practically.
And what I realize when I'm back here on a back road is that the way that I normally drive is to carry a solid amount of speed on a back road and then just brush the brakes going into corners, just the slightest touch. Well, the lightest touch in this car results in nothing. Just not, you may
I mean,
have, you
I
just,
felt it, you tap but it's not enough from a driver perspective.
You tap the pedal and then you realize, no, I gotta go further. And so I'm almost always pushing the pedal further than I would like to, to get what I want out of the car. And then the problem is when the brakes, when the pedal really catches and the brakes really catch, then they're carbon ceramic and it's now too much. So modulating at normal speeds is difficult. If you're thundering and you're doing like a hard track braking event, like the end of a front straight kind of thing, like coming way down, then they're okay. But most of the time you're not braking like that. And I don't like the way these interact with gradual movement. I'm actually, you can't tell, but I'm actually concentrating on the fact that I know I have to push farther than I expect. And I'm trying to find it, which that means you're gonna get used to it. But I don't want to have to get used to brakes. I want them to just work like I'd like them to work. That is one of the few downsides to the interaction of this as a driver, because I am really surprised when I throw this in at how small it feels and how dialed in it is. And here's something that surprised me. Technically, this is longer than a C8.
Is it?
Which is crazy, because it does not look like a half inch. But the point is, this looks like a significantly smaller car than the Corvette C8. And it isn't, which is fascinating.
It feels so light.
It feels very light.
Yeah,
it feels very small.
Being a soft bite, a soft initial bite is too kind. It's not good.
I feel like it needs to be recalibrated. And because it's brake-by-wire, it could be. The carbon ceramics themselves are great. I just don't like the light interaction with them. Heavy interaction, fine. But just a brush of the brakes is really hard to modulate properly. And I keep struggling with it.
Listen to that turbo. This is quick. It feels light and quick.
It does. It does.
That's amazing for a 3,900 pound car.
Yeah, and you know it is. It has to be every bit of that.
Phenomenal. Look, I was sold on the Maserati just because of its looks. I was sold just because of the specs.
Yeah.
But we always have to wait until the drive happens. And to be pleasantly surprised like this, that it drives so light and nimble and clean. That's a real win for Maserati. I like that they've done that. I like that it's a V6. I like that it harkens into heritage, but I like that it's not just a supercar that insulates you. It kind of demands something of you as a driver.
Well, I am surprised that it's as raw as it is. I feel like that is a bit of a mixed personality, because the price at $340,000, the badge would suggest luxury. The driving experience suggests more focused than that.
Yep.
And I think it's going to be interesting to see who the buyers are, because I feel like it might be a little bit loud and raw for a lot of the buyers you would expect for this car. At least I suspect that. I could be wrong. And now it's not, you know, there's nothing about this suggests it's a track car, though I know you could do it. I do feel like it's too loud with the top up. There's a lot of wind and tire noise. And I don't like this brake calibration. Those are my downsides. But I'm pleasantly surprised when I drive it hard that it drives as well as it does, because it drives superbly. It's that $340,000 figure that is difficult. Now, I will save you 40 grand. Don't get the carbon fiber package. That takes 40 grand right off the top.
That's a good point.
So now it's only 300,000.
Hey.
But as crazy as it is to say this sentence, at $300,000, you have genuine exotic car competition.
Yes.
And
yes.
You're picking the alts here. And that's not a bad thing, but you're picking the alt on purpose.
Yes, but it's not the alternative that means you couldn't afford the others.
No. In fact, this might be harder to afford depending upon where you got it.
Quite possibly, but it's not the one that you get because you couldn't make it to Ferrari or Lamborghini and you have to settle.
This car feels plenty fast at partial throttle, but at full throttle, it struggles to keep the power down.
That's astounding.
It feels like electric car acceleration. And
that's,
I mean that as a compliment. I really mean that as a compliment. And I cannot believe how unrelenting it is.
Yeah.
When you really put your foot to the floor.
I feel like Maserati went away for a while.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But let's not just call this the comeback tour here. Let's call this is where Maserati's at now. This is representative of the brand, I feel like.
They've put this engine in other things now. I mean, they did a bunch of moonshot stuff for this car.
Yeah.
And now they're pushing it through the rest of the lineup to the benefit of the entire brand.
Agreed. I just feel like it's going to run. It's just the gas-powered supercar.
I wondered.
I think they're just going to run.
Yeah,
I
mean, what are these like in a decade? Are they terrible or are they awesome? We'll have to wait and see.
Well, hopefully they haven't sat around like Ferraris have.
Yeah.
Which means higher miles, but maybe lower price. Yeah, maybe just because of the Well, past history, it's going to be lower price.
The reality is there's almost never a Maserati second buyer. That's the reality of it. So theoretically, this might be the bargain supercar in a while. That's a crazy sentence.
I mean, you're selling me here. You're selling me.
You don't need much of a push. I mean, you know, if you got to spend $300,000 on an Italian car, I suppose.
I'd rock this.
Yeah, why not?
I'd rock it.
Sure, why not? If you have to. Be sure you get the doors.
The doors, they're so cool.